Martin Egan, you are the Tug of War International Federation representative for Ireland. You're also the chairperson and president of Tug of War Ireland. So a number of important hats on your head. And great to have you on the program. Just want to ask you sort of overall, Tug of War, is it in a good place at the moment? Is it a sport that you see expanding?
Yes, I do see it expanding. And I suppose, like every sport, it's the schools that probably has more to go into it, and it's getting volunteers with more time. You know, it is very time consuming going to schools. And I think that is the way to go, because looking at other countries that has come forward, South Africa is one. They were probably very quite 14 or 15 years ago. Now they have a lot of school teams, and that will bring it on.
I see that the Tug of War International Federation is in contact with the Olympic Organizing Committee. There's going to be a meeting later this year to see if Tug of War could be included as a sport in the Olympics in Australia in 2032. And I was reading there are some 70 countries around the world. So it is a sport that's maybe more widespread than people think. Yeah. Here in Ireland, we've a number of sort of little pockets where it's very popular, including here in Donegal.
Well, Donegal is very popular, and especially for indoor, and it's been there a long time. Like, there is a lot of good clubs has been in Donegal. There's still good clubs in it. You have Clonmany, Carndonagh, all that. Now, I don't want to leave anyone out, but there's a lot of good people there keeping the flag flying. And I suppose when you go at the outdoor, then we had down Wexford and Wicklow, back up them areas, then down the west, like there was some good teams down through the years, you know. But small things can upset, I suppose. Immigration upset at one time, which there was a lot of teams in England that would be in Irish through and through. And but hopefully the schools is probably the way to go, but it takes a lot of time. If there's a will there, it will keep going.
Now tell me, there's both, Tug of War Ireland represents both indoor and outdoor, and traditionally in Donegal, in more recent times, indoor has been more popular. In other parts of the country, outdoor is more popular. What are the main differences and reasons behind that, do you think?
Well, I think I find with the maybe with the outdoor, from the younger situation, you have exams and a lot of things, and then you have other sports like, which would call, goes in the summer, you have the GA, you have rugby and things like that, so you're competing with them, maybe not as much. The indoor is more a winter sport, and more to do, I suppose. That's maybe, could be some of the reasons, you know.
Yeah. Now this weekend, this coming Saturday, Tug of War Ireland has its annual general meeting. Is there anything in particular on the agenda?
Well, the promotion of the sport, I suppose, is going to be the biggest thing. We always try and make that the biggest thing to go forward, you know, and try and keep the ship going, you know, keep it sailing the best way you can. And if it can be made better, make it better. And as the thing goes, it's down to clubs at the end of the day. They put it together, and they have, you know, they have their input. It's once a year. They have their input and they can put it forward, and we try and kick on from there, you know.
Now, tell me a little bit about what's coming up in the next few months. You had a big weekend in Cork recently, one of the national championships.
Yeah,
there's another one.
We had nationals in Cork last Sunday, which would have been a prep run for the BNIs, which is coming up in August.
And just to explain to people, that's the British and Irish Championship. So for that to be held here, that's a big event.
Well, it's a big event. It comes around, like, we're getting our turn ahead now, and we'll have teams from England, Scotland, you know, and Wales and Northern Ireland. Starts off, it's a 2-day event. It's a close competition the first day, and then the clubs then the second day, and it can be a very good competition, you know.
And is it all outdoor?
It's all outdoor, yeah. This particular one in Cork is all outdoor. we're really looking forward to it, and we're really looking forward to putting on a good show.
Yeah. Now, I know later on then in August, there's more national championships down in Tullow and County Carlow. If we go on to September, yeah. World Championships in South Africa. So it's a busy calendar.
It's a busy calendar. Well, the first one of the, before that, next Sunday week, which is the 5th of July, we have nationals in Monaghan. And then we go on to the B&Is. And in the meantime, we will have Grimsby, which is for the youths. And they're in Switzerland. So it's all go, really. And then after the pull in Tullow, down in Carlow, the last national, we're going to South Africa. So that would be bringing the outdoor near an end then. And normally the indoor kicks in straight away, and that's where we come back to the Clonmanys and Cairn Donnas and these teams. And the World Championships for them is next February, which is in Italy.
So next February, Italy, that'll be the target, no doubt, for people involved with Clonmany and Cairn Donnas.
I can assure you that there'll be medals sought after in Donegal. The Donegal will be after medals in Italy next February. It'll be a big one for the clubs in Donegal, because that is right up their street. They're going to be very hot there. And as I said, it's very hard. You know, you can't over-predict, but I predict there'll be medals coming back to Donegal.
The Clonmany Club are holding a 40th anniversary indoor tournament in November.
They're holding a 40th in November, and there'll be teams invited from near and far. They're a very long-established club, so they will get a big turnout at that. And I would expect that it'll be a very good event.
Yeah. And just the sport itself, teams of eight, there's male, there's female, sometimes there's mixed teams.
There's ladies teams now, where there's ladies teams, there's mixed as well, and there's youths, there's a rope for everyone.
And different weight categories. So how does that actually work, the weight categories?
Well, the weight category works that, you know, if you have 600 kilos, that's a maximum of 600 kilos for eight pullers. That would be classed as very light, or 560 would be the lightest, you know. Then right up to 680, 700 for the bigger fellas. And you have to be that or under. And you're allowed to bring in a sub as long as it doesn't take you over that weight, you know.
And tell me, Martin, Donegal, Ireland, do we punch above weight? I know we had the World Indoor Tug-of-War Championships in Letterkenny back in 2020, and that was a really big success.
That was a big success, and believe me, them clubs in Donegal can punch with anybody. They have World Championship medals to prove it, and my guess is there'll be more there after next February.
For people who maybe have not been involved in the sport, or who have never seen it, and they go along, are there, what particular attributes do you need to be a good puller in the sport, or is it something that you can just pick up and learn and just build up over time?
Well, it's like anything. There is a technique to it, but it's not hard to pick it up, and I suppose it's into the person themselves, then the will to carry on. But there is a technique to it, and Ireland has been very good at that. There's such a thing called pressure pulling. But the thing of tug-of-war, there is a lot of tug-of-war to cover anything. Funny thing is, if you go into a sports field anywhere, down through the years, drop down a rope, even to the smallest child in it, they'll pull it all day up and down the field. You know, so it has its attractions that way, you know. And it's competitive. And if you're in Donegal, it becomes very competitive.
And finally, Martin, your base Sport Ireland Tug of War is part of the bigger picture up there. No doubt you're always looking for funding and you're getting a sliver of of what's available.
Sport Ireland, we've funding, but the funding is for all different parts of the sport. It's for promotion of it, it's for schools, it's for ladies, you know, it's not all to the one section. And it is the way to go forward. And I think if you take any other sports up there as well, like athletics at the present time in Ireland is prospering, it can be prospered from that with the support we're getting.
So you'd be pretty optimistic about the future for tug of war, both here in Donegal and nationally?
I would be optimistic, always am. And I think there'll always be tug of war. And there'll always be good tug of war because Ireland, they're a competitive nation, even in any sport, you know. And I think for a small nation, we're very competitive. And I think the tug of war will always present because it is a competitive sport. And even if that comes down to even to families. Now, there's a lot of families involved in it as well down through the years, you know. So.
And that was Martin Egan, who's the Irish representative on the Tug of War International Federation. He's also the chair and president of Tug of War Ireland.